do the tough things first.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. Zinn covers the gamut from the essence of human happiness.
Having value is key to human happiness.
To the downside of venture capital for entrepreneurs.
Venture capital can be the antithesis of entrepreneurial spirit.
The essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
An entrepreneur without determination is truly an oxymoron.
Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO.
Welcome to another episode of the Tough Things First podcast. If you're an entrepreneur, an executive, or even a leader in a nonprofit, then this podcast is vitally important to you. And if you are an entrepreneur, this episode in particular may well be the most important few minutes you will invest this year. The Tough Things First podcast is where Ray Zinn, the longest serving CEO in Silicon Valley, helps you to be a better leader, a better executive, maybe even a better person. Though we know this podcast will be of value to you, even more valuable will be Ray Zinn's book, Tough Things First, which you can get at Amazon.com or your favorite bookstore. It is now available in audiobook format and with foreign language editions in the work. Now, there are a lot of interesting belief systems among Silicon Valley entrepreneurs, the most common being that a founder surrounds himself with smart people, and those people deal with the details. Ray Zinn sees this as a common mistake. So, good morning, Ray. How are you today?
I'm just wonderful. Thanks for asking.
Well, glad to get started with you again. So, you ran a big company for many years, but you were involved in the details of that company quite a bit. Why did the details intrigue you, and should they intrigue and excite every entrepreneur?
Yes, if you are not excited about what you do, then it becomes a drudgery. As the saying goes, if you love what you do, you don't work a day in your life. And so every aspect of your job, you should love to do. And if you don't love to do it, you need to learn to love to do it. And there's a lot of tasks which are boring and difficult and tasks that are put off by the executive because they are boring and not fun. I can remember every quarter when I'd have at the end of every quarter when I'd have to give my report to Wall Street. That was a difficult thing, unless, of course, I had an outstanding quarter, then it was fun. But there are many times when your quarter is difficult and you have to kind of buck up and be able to, you know, suck it up and just do it. And so, you know, you have to even love those things which are going to be difficult for you.
But what about the details? I mean, there are a billion details, even in a mid-sized company. A large company like Micrel had more and more. So what was it about details and things you would find through management by walking around or something unexpected that came up? Because you had a reputation for diving into the details.
Well, sure, because if you don't know and understand what the intricate bits of your company – you're going to get overwhelmed with the big things. So as they say, you know, don't sweat the little things, but the little things are the ones that come back and bite you. So, I also made sure that the little things were working because, you know, as they say, for the want of a nail, the shoe was lost. For the want of the shoe, the horse was lost. So you have to be willing to get in the minutia and understand the little things that are affecting the operation.
Well, some of this detail work sounds pretty dull, and a lot of entrepreneurs like to talk about being, you know, visionaries, having a broad vision. How do they balance that out? How do they have this broad vision but be able to turn on a dime and dig into the details?
Again, by be willing to do the tough things that you don't like doing, the boring things, the mundane things. You have to be willing to dig in to the details of your financials, the issues with your people right down to the lowest level, and be willing to handle those and show interest and encourage your people. So that's a tough thing to do.
Finding some excitement in the things that don't look exciting at first glance.
That's exactly right.
All right. So, there are a lot of startups in Silicon Valley, and boy, there is a high mortality rate among them. So what one detail do novice founders way too often fail to explore? What is one of these boring details that they should pay attention to, but as a species, they don't?
Well, it's making sure you're hiring the right people and making sure your employees have the motivation, the enthusiasm. That's something that many leaders tend to leave to either human resources or other people within the organization, and they really never get to know their people. They don't have that caring, gentle understanding of everybody's needs, and without that caring attitude, that desire to really dive in and help the least of your employees, you're going to lose out. You're not going to have that support and that respect from the whole organization.
Well, and that's a very good point, and it segues into our next episode, which I encourage everyone to tune in. We're going to be discussing organizational discipline, the training of the corporate body, if you will, and how that affects the employees and how a good leader makes that happen. So we encourage you to tune in for that episode. And if you have any questions for Ray Zinn, please, by all means, email them to podcast@toughthingsfirst.com. And we'll get that question before Ray as soon as we possibly can.